Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of North State Now.
Enjoy.
Oh my goodness. It's time once again.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, North State. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we are going to kick off North State Now Enjoy Hour. And my name is James Mazzotta. I'm with Enjoy Magazine, and I have my lovely partner in crime next to me, Miss...
I'm Rhonda Alvey, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Enjoy Magazine.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still currently in August, and wow, I'm not
really sure
if I like this August.
September
not the magazine.
Yeah.
But the
I know,
it's month
kind
of August
been,
itself,
yeah,
as it's
the
wrapped,
month of August has been
the
kind
smoke
of
bomb.
Icky.
Yeah.
And the September issue came in today, so it's really weird that we're still talking about August.
Right.
I'm so over it.
You
no.
I know. You live in the future.
Yes.
You are in the future.
And the October stories are in. So,
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I threw you a scramble as an editor and chief, and I said, we have to do this story.
I know, and you really,
and I really
screwed
want,
me up.
And I want this, and I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at me, and you were...
You're talking about October?
Yeah. There was a scowl, but yet she still said, you know what? I will somehow manage
I'll try and find
off.
Somebody to write it.
Right?
Yep.
Well, we are just going to get and go in here. We have Mr. Blake Down, Downtown Man Around, with us again. He's been absent for a few shows.
Yes.
He's going to give us all the lowdown after our first guest and our first break. So, but he is live with us on the air because he's a great partner in crime. He's an ad one that's really a lot of fun. So, Mr. Blake, welcome again.
Man, I'm happy to be back with
y'all.
I know.
Where'd you go?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's right. You were at camp.
I was at camp. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby.
I was like, aren't you a little old for camp? But he's like, no, I'm a leader. So you're a leader of camp. And
he's
I thought,
the boss
oh, then that's a great place to be. I remember being at camp and absolutely loving camp and thinking, when I grew up, I want to be one of those young people that leads camp, right?
Hey, you know what? It was so fun. I went to that camp starting in 2006 and just continued until being
a
director.
I knew a lot
there.
Of young people that did and do and still. So, yeah.
And it was the last rainfall that I saw this year. We actually had rain up in Shingletown, and we like had to change. It's the first time I've ever seen rain at camp, and boy, am I missing it right now.
Right?
Yes.
Hopefully the camp will be there for next year.
Hopefully.
Well, the way things are going, my gosh.
Wow.
That's a downer, James.
It is a downer, but every time I turn around, it's like, you know, I just talk to people standing out in front of the studio. Again today, I've had four people come into the store today telling me that they are all newbies here because they're living in hotels. They've been... You know, 23 days, 14 days, they've been evacuated from their homes in like Lake Elmenor and all these, you know, places, and they're just living in hotels here waiting to hope to go back to a home or something. It's so tragic, right?
It is tragic.
So, and standing out front of the studio, you know, somebody walked by, and I was like, oh, what a cute baby, and they're like, yeah, we're just trying to kill some time because we have nowhere to go, we're evacuated, and we're just wandering the streets, kind of, and I was thinking, wow, this is really sad. So anyway, not to be sad. We're in joy.
I was like, well, welcome back to...
Yeah, we're in joy, right? So we're looking at the Enjoy August issue. This is issue 179. It's called Quest for Discovery, Seek and Explore. And, you know... As always, I guess I would be tooting my own horn, and I'm okay with that right now because we work really, really hard to be able to toot that horn. This thing is full of great stories about all kinds of activities to do, both indoors and outdoors.
Mostly out.
Yeah, this one.
And we also have Donny Osmond in this one.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond filmed his music video in the parking structure over in downtown.
I know.
If you haven't watched it yet.
And there were three of them. Three of him.
Yes. Three Donny, not one, but three. And he looked dang good.
Yeah.
He really
still
does.
Going.
Yeah.
You know, this is his 60-second album.
Wow.
Yeah, 60 seconds. Is that the word? It didn't even register in my head. This is his 60-second album. Like, I mean, that's unbelievable, right? And I listened to the song and I thought, If you just put that on the radio on, you know, any station that I listen to, I'd be, you know, snapping my fingers and going, oh, this is nice. I like this. This is good to listen to.
I watched it.
Donny Osmond.
Yeah, Donny Osmond. I watched that. I was like, those sequins that he's wearing.
Yeah.
I need
he had
that.
three different outfits, too, right? One was black sequins. One was more of a gray. One was like a sporty red jacket. And he does his singing and his little dance moves and talks to himself, and it's a clever
it's
video.
Cute, yeah.
So the story obviously is includes obviously Donny Osmond's video, but the story really revolves around the gentleman that shot the video, who is a Reading alum. He started, I think, was it back in or he was in Red Bluff, right? Something like that. Red Bluff, Cottonwood.
Yeah, and then he went Enterprise.
And
yeah.
Then he came and went to Nova, and then Enterprise, mm-hmm. And now he's a world renowned videographer and filmmaker, and he somehow got hooked up with Donny Osmond and convinced him to come to Redding, California and shoot his 60-second album video in our parking garage.
The brand new parking garage.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a really cool video, and they did a fantastic job. And it's, you know, it is
showing. The song is called Who.
It's called Who, and it shows, you know, we are the Redding Cultural District. I mean, to get Donny Osmond, who's incredibly famous, to come on down to Redding. I don't think, you know, we're starting to realize it doesn't take that much convincing. Come on over here. Check
well,
some
it's a good
cool
video. It's fun.
Out.
You know, it's simple, but it's fun.
And I'm glad there weren't fires.
Yes.
So.
Then? Well, that would have just added to the lasers. So you could have seen the lights a lot better.
No fog machine.
No. You come to Redding, shoot your video. No fog machine needed. Take that line item off the production budget, right? So that's kind of clever and cool. And the funny story about that is, obviously, everybody that was involved was under a a confidentiality gag order, right? So that was it. But Donny himself posted, and it got out. He posted, and all of a sudden, my phone started blowing up at about 11 o'clock at night from adults my age that are older that know Donny, women that my kid, other mothers from my kid's schools who have, you know, heartthrobs for Donny Osmond their entire life, calling me going, where is this? This post, you know everything. Tell me where it is. And I'm like, oh, that's the parking garage. I could tell immediately. And they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, I have no idea. I didn't know anything, right? And so then my wife reached out to a gentleman that will be nameless and said, what's going on? And he's like, well, I really can't tell you. And we're like, well, we already kind of know. He posted it. And he's like, you're just going to have to wait and see. And so there's this whole suspense thing going on in our community of, like, what was going on? And then finally I got to send a link to all these mothers saying, here you go. It's been released. Donny is live in Redding. And they were like, ah, all these fangirls. Anyway, what other kind of things are going on in this August issue? I mean, we are in mid-August. And I know that there's all kinds of events
coming up. There's some events coming up. I can tell you a little bit. Well, actually, we have a couple guests that will be telling us about two big events that are happening very soon.
Yeah, so we'll not talk about those.
Let's not talk about those.
But you have Clue coming.
Riverfront Playhouse, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we are selling. It's so strange because we haven't been able to sell tickets in years. Right, or years, it seems like, right?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, now there are people flooding into the store again going, I need tickets.
I know.
And we got to resurrect the old arts people, ticket agents, right? And
yes.
You guys have another really cool thing coming up with the concerts, which
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about.
Yep.
So I sold some more tickets to that today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah so
good.
They've been slowly leaking in.
Yeah.
So it's just really awesome.
Well, you got my attention now.
I know. what else, Miss Rhonda?
Well, you know, one of my favorite things in this magazine that we do every single month is an Enjoy the View page.
Yep.
Double page spread, and it's a photo of something really beautiful or cool
yes.
in the North State. Mm-hmm. There's no people in it usually. And Frank Cratterfield did this one.
He's one of my favorite photographers.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so he I saw this on Facebook. He posted it when he was right after he took the photo. And it is a black bear in Latin. And, you know.
Poor little souls probably running for the high ground.
Yes. It's just a really beautiful picture, and I just hope and pray that that bear is still okay.
Oh, I'm sure they're smart. They know how to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really love this picture. Frank does a great job. And we use a lot of his photos for the Enjoy the View.
Yeah. So it's time for us already to take our first break. One thing I wanted to point out is that there's a new addition here in the studio. If you go to Facebook Live and you put in KCNR, they have a real-time smile you're on camera. Camera here in the studio that's 24/7.
It's actually YouTube.
YouTube. What did I say? Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Facebook. YouTube. So you can go to KCNR at YouTube, and you can't hear us, thank God, but you can see us.
But you can hear us on the radio.
Yeah, but you can wave. But you can't hear what's going on between, because that's when all the real stuff happens, right?
That's right.
So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Who can keep me up all night long? Up all night long.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is the best of North State Now.
Enjoy yourself with me. Beautiful, huh?
I love it.
I know. How is it that...
The Jacksons are just cool. Yeah. So cool.
How is it that both of our intro songs, both are Enjoy, and one is by Janet... And the other ones are by the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
They just must be an enjoyable bunch of people, right?
That's really, yeah.
Welcome back. So. We're listening to KCNR once again, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this is North State Now, and this is the Enjoy Hour. So we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce us to our first guest so that he can actually be where he needs to be? Because he is a man of... many talents, and it has to be in many places at one time.
And wears many, many hats.
Right.
And he's pretty awesome. I just have to say myself. It's my husband.
I'll give that a second.
Daryl Alvey, he's the president of Riverfront Playhouse Board, and he is here to talk to us about an upcoming event, a couple of upcoming events. We are going to open our theater. we are really positive thoughts. So,
very positive thoughts.
But we do have something coming up in next week.
That's right. A week from Saturday, we have a night of music. It's a concert.
Music's making a comeback.
Yes, hard. And we're so glad to open. You know, we talked about Clue just a moment ago.
Yeah.
Last year, well, actually a year and 4 months ago, we were rehearsing for Clue Ready to Go, and COVID just shut all theater down, you know. So we're going to have a shakedown. We're going to do a night of music. Tickets are on sale now, $20. We got three wonderful bands, you know, just going to try out the new lights, the new sound, the new stage.
Well, that's the thing, right? You're sitting here talking about this. We've been talking about Riverfront for over a year. You guys are in a gorgeous brand new facility ready to go, and nobody has gotten to use it or see it. I mean, some people, but you know what I mean?
And we did a couple of virtual shows, but we probably will never do another virtual show. They are not fun. Never.
It was a lot of work with a small return, as I recall.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Yeah.
But, A Night of Music is a fundraiser, and it's, Vintage.
Yes.
Vintage Public House has come to us and said that they want to do this for us. And
so you have, because I've sold tickets, but I just want to be clear. There's only one night right now that we're selling for the music?
For the music, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's Jim Dyer and the Barefoot Band. I mean, Jim's been around forever.
Yeah.
You got to just love his music. Just love the rhythm,
A lot of his CDs everything. Are very eclectic with on them, right? Like, we sell the CDs in the store, and there's, you know, I'll listen to a whole CD, and it's like really, you know, you definitely have the songs that you really, really love, right? And it kind of takes you on a trip. It's not just the same old. I mean,
it's just always good to just sit and listen and get in a groove with him, and, you know, he's just terrific. And he plays a vintage, you know, frequently, and really, really good. And then the North Beat classic rock, you know, it's just absolutely fabulous. We've got Anna Jay is also part of that band, a group, and
very cool.
She's another band, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another band. There's three bands. That group of three bands.
Mm-hmm.
And Vintage has just picked out some really great talent. They've come to work with us in terms of joint venture. At future dates, we're going to have, in Clue, we're going to have dinner and a theater ticket.
I've sold tickets for Vintage, that, too.
It's terrific. Yeah.
Which is awesome. So Vintage will be providing the food, and it will be brought in to the new the facility.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to have, eat dinner in the big open space that you guys have, and once dinner's done, you transition into the theater. So I think that's magic.
And if
you
haven't been so good.
By to see us, we've had a couple of small events. We've had tours, and nonprofit groups have come in for our buyouts and things that we're getting ready to do. But get online and take a look at this new theater. I am so proud of it.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely brand spanking new. The community has come together. We've had...
We had a little meeting there for us for Enjoy, and the first thing I said to Rhonda is, I'm terrified the carpet's brand new. The carpet's going to get dirty, and she handed me the vacuum and said, well, clean it.
Oh, good. Put it down on the volunteer list. Right? How do you do?
I was like, okay, I'll vacuum.
And he did.
And that's a big feature of things we do. You know, we're 100% all volunteer organization. So,
and people need to hear that and know that.
The community loves us. And everybody comes together to help us out, to put on these shows and all.
And as much as COVID, we always hear, you know, and everybody needs help, right? But there's always been this big focus on restaurants and, you know, small business, which, you know, I'm all for, because we're a small business as well. But these kind of small theaters have been
the last to open
hard as anybody, if not more. And I know it's always a give and a need and a want, but now is the time if you are, a live performance person that loves that, this is where you need to, show your support by buying tickets.
Yeah, and support your local theater.
And we're part of the downtown cultural district. And, I've nice. Lived in Reading for a few years now. And taking the roof off of the downtown mall and just the transformation is just absolutely amazing. And Riverfront Playhouse is just a cornerstone of that whole downtown revitalization and all. That's why we moved from Cypress to come downtown.
Yeah. Well, it's really building out. I mean, you can see, there's anchors on all these corners, right? It's like these big pinnings down here, there, wherever. So, I mean, pretty much you can be like a pinball, just bouncing off really cool stuff all through the cultural district.
And hey, Riverfront Playhouse, they got parking too.
Oh,
I know we're talking about downtown. You're going to be able to get a show and parking,
and it's free parking.
And it's free parking.
We got lots of parking down there, and our neighbors just remodeled a big building over there, and we chatted with them, and they said, use our parking if you got overflow.
Right?
Use our parking lot.
They're closed by the time you guys take out.
It's just.
When I drive by and I look over at it, to me, it's just got happy colors, and I love the bridge. It's kind of really a true fun experience, right? Like, when we went there for our meeting, it was like crossing the water, kind of a cool thing. I felt like I was in line getting on the Jungle Ride or something.
And when you come down for a night of music and all the good things are happening with the bands and the excitement of being back in the theater, we have a full liquor license, so it's going to be...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That you found
beer, wine, and cocktails, it's going to be a party, my friend.
All that a swinging catch.
That's one thing that I've always really like, understated is that you guys do have your liquor license, which is unbelievable. That's like gold.
And we didn't know we had it for a very long. Daryl, when he became president, like a year later, he said, "Why is there booze in the theater?" And somebody said, "Well, we have a liquor license." And he said, "What?"
Let me dust it off for you.
Quit drinking beer right then. Sorry, Blake, but beer was off the menu for
me. I thought somebody was going to say it's a prop. Don't touch that.
So it's great. And I've got to talk about Clue just briefly, because right after we do the night of music, we kind of have our shakedown. We make sure all the little things that need to get done to the theater are finished, and all the paint. We got our boxes going up for our poster boxes. But Clue is coming, and one of the best comedic actors that we've had, a good friend of Blake's, Nick Brown, he's the director. He's got a good thing going, and we're having a lot of fun. I'm getting a tap from the window that says,
"Are you?"
Talk too much.
I'm just
so excited. And Janelle, she's going to be the guest coming up here. She participated, just did a great donation and helped us out. I just want to say that because that reflects our whole community is doing that. The Rotary came in and did the landscaping. We had some other people donate money to do the painting. All of us went down and helped out.
Well, we talked about the ticket sales and supporting, right? But anybody can support by donating to the Riverfront. And there have been many, 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 many people over the years that have left or contributed or given large sums of money because they believe strongly. And that still is definitely needed. So, if you're in a place of generosity and giving for theater, and you've got, wherever you're at, any amount helps. But big amounts help a lot.
Well, you can have your name.
your
name permanently ensconced on a seat at Riverfront Theater for a mere $500.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Or you can buy a brick that lines the patio on the way into the theater for $100.
We've got one or two of those ourselves.
Yeah.
Or you can
or
just
13.
Write it. Or you can just write it. You can just write a check anonymously for $50,000.
You could.
Anyway, you guys are awesome and doing great things, and I'm super proud of all the hard work I get to see, obviously because we're so close with you, we get to see all the hard blood, sweat, and tears, right? And now it's time, and we just need to move forward and open this place up and get things back on track, and, that is my prayer and wish for you guys, because it's time. You guys have done all the work, and now it's time to show. Show and Shine.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to take another break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Viva Downtown and figure out what is going on, because it is like pure pandemonium of good stuff happening all over. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the best of North State Now.
Enjoy.
And we're back from that small break. During that period of time, hopefully you were watching us on YouTube. Casey and Arch, go there, it's live. We're all feeding our face with beautiful chocolates from Chocolate Day Nanette, which we carry in the store. We have a 12-pack of truffles here.
Oh, it's decadent.
There's three of us that have partaken, right? Did you see me swaying? That was like me just getting ready to pass out. Welcome back. You're listening to KCNR. This is North State Now with the Enjoy Magazine Hour. And so we have Mr. Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown with us. He's a regular here, but he has a section in the magazine called The Blake Down, which we've been featuring ever since. Basically, some of the big changes that started happening downtown.
The parking garage, when that came down, we started this.
Yeah, so there's always people asking, that, you know, constantly asking, what is going on? What is that? You know, I still get people asking me what, you know, they don't understand how the apartments are going to have windows in the parking garage. And I'm like, no, it's a parking garage. It's not an apartment complex.
It's not
an apartment. You know, and they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, I thought we weren't going to ever have any parking. I'm like, no, they actually turned it all around and put a 7-story parking structure up first. And that is supposed to open in November. you know?
Which usually means January, so we'll throw that out.
You know something I don't know?
Well, number one, I want to say, once again, thank you so much for having the Downtown Details be a part of Enjoy Magazine. I think it's really cool because Downtown Details highlights two businesses in downtown,
yeah.
And there's such a variety of businesses. Yeah. Not only do you have bars and restaurants, but you have escape rooms.
Yeah, I drove through downtown last night. Where was I coming from? I had dinner.
Pine Street, yeah.
We had dinner at Cheesecakes at Pine Street for a group, an Enjoy group. One of our salespeople who's out of town comes in, and we get together and catch up on how everybody's doing. And then I went through Dutch Bros to get a little soda and then went down some of the small streets and started driving all around just because I don't get you all the time because I'm so busy. And I've noticed there are a ton of new little businesses that are opening up all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all really cute. And they're all, like, when you come to downtown, majority are all local business owners.
Yep.
And I think that's why it's so important to move past the idea of no parking and park a couple of blocks away and walk around and support these businesses. This month, you have Extreme Escape Reading highlighted in the Downtown Details and Westside Wines and Hops over on Pine Street. That's a little family mom and daughter shop, which is super cute. Best beers, beers that you're not typically going to find at our local Reading bars. They really make an effort to find stuff around the country, which is cool.
There's nothing more fun when you go into a place that carries unique beers.
Unique,
you know,
tasty
beers. I mean, I'm down for all the local beers and all the major brands and stuff, but there's a place down in Visalia where we have our other magazine that we go to. It's a pizza place, and they've got the most amazing pizza, but besides that, they have a wall, I mean, that's like, you know, 30 feet long with all these taps. There's like 110 taps, right? And that is what they do. They literally have one person that is part of their organization that travels all over the country tasting beers and to find really very unique and specialty beers.
What a job!
I know, right? I mean, it's totally legit because my brother is friends with him. So when we go there, I always go there and get the mussels from Brussels Pizza and then, like, have, you know, loads of tasting beers all down the wall.
With talking about beer coming up, basically
right.
The thing that we're really excited about is Reading Beer Week is upon us, and that starts not tomorrow due to all the smoke that's been in the area, and the rodeo grounds are going to be an evacuation point for all of the surrounding.
Is that when it was supposed
farms.
To start?
It was supposed to start tomorrow night with the opening ceremonies at the rodeo grounds,
okay.
Which is a cool experience because who doesn't like the rodeo and who doesn't like beer? But they canceled tomorrow night because they're going to be hosting all of the evacuated animals that are in the area, which I think is more admirable
than us swirling beer.
spilling beer all over us. But this is the Reading Beer Week, and so immediately after tomorrow, you know, you can find all of these local businesses in downtown and the cultural district and across Reading that are going to be highlighting all of these North State beers. And there's so many great North State breweries and microbreweries, so you kill two birds with one stone. You support a local business, support a NorCal brewery, and each place comes up with their own little events. The food truck park's going to be doing some great music next Saturday. And where Viva Downtown comes in, next Friday, August 27th, it's going to be a downtown beer crawl. This is, you don't have to buy tickets to this event. You don't have to,
you just have to be able to crawl.
You just got
to
crawl. And so basically, you're going to start out over at the IOOF Hall, 1504 Market Street. And that's on the reopened streets. It's the tallest building. Purple, gray, mini murals on the side by local artists.
Cool, like,
and
MTV TVs in the front doing stuff. Like, when I drove by, I was like, this looks like the first night of MTV.
Yeah, and that's with the Art Hunger in there. And we'll talk about the event that we're holding with them for Saturday. But basically, this pub crawl, you have Shameless O'Leary's, Downtown Bar and Grill, Market Street Blade and Barrel, Post Office Saloon, Maxwell's, Cedarcrest Brewing, 501 Club, Fusion, Woody's, West Side Wines and Hops, The Dip, and Mary's Pizza Shack. All participating in this, and this is a great
time. I would
time.
Die if I went through all.
Like, you got to get to each one. It's basically called Neon Night Pub Crawl.
Okay.
So how you can participate is show up to the IOF Hall, get your map, get your beer swag, and get some beers while looking at art, and wear your brightest neon colors and walk around to all these businesses.
Neon's back.
It's back.
Neon's yeah. good for walking home, too.
Yeah. That will. And good. Walk home if you get a designated driver. So great. Thank you for that.
I have to get a designated piggybacker, so I just jump on somebody's back, right, and say, take me home.
Wearing your big neon clothes. So Reading Beer Week will be exciting. You can go to readingrodeo.com to find more information about Reading Beer Week. So thank you to Reading Rodeo, part of the Cultural District. Now, where Viva Downtown is really excited, we've been hosting the Art Hunger. I don't know if y'all have been to the Art Hunger yet or know who they are, but it's basically Carlo Henry is one of our local artists, and he started up this little group called the Art Hunger, and starting out with small pop-up shows around the area where he connects with all of our local artists, creates a theme, and they bring these art pieces that reflect the theme. Now, he started out with his small little pop-ups at events, but this summer, he's activated the IOOF Hall with our Summer Art Gallery. And each month...
He's the first.
He's the first occupant in our IOOF Hall, part of the McConnell Foundation Community Vitality Project. And Viva Downtown has moved in there, and we want to activate that, especially on the open streets. So this Art Hunger Art Gallery, we've had... This will be its third gallery, typically highlighting over 60 to 70-plus local artists in the area, of all different styles and mediums. And this theme is going to be 90s art party. So bring out your 90s clothes.
And neon.
A neon is totally part of the 90s, too.
I'm trying to remember what I was doing in the 90s.
Yeah, you said you were born in the 90s. I was turning 40.
Oh.
I had my
fourth. What? No.
I had my fourth child in the early 90s. Yeah.
I was wearing diapers, so yeah. My outfit hopefully will not be that at the 90s Art Gallery. But that's going to be at the IOF Hall, 6 to 9 p.m., beer, wine, and air conditioning. I really want to emphasize that. And basically... If you don't have anything going on, come downtown, check out these local artists, and check out, we want to commend Carlo Henry and all of the artists that have been participating in there. This is going to go through September 25th. The next event will be September 18th, and that is Beer and Donuts art theme. So we're really pushing the beer here. I think
beer and donuts, it's an art thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. I thought it was just beer and donuts.
No, we're going to make the art's going to be reflective of that.
Beer and donuts art.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's like Willy Wonka.
You get to lick the painting.
Like bite the donut on the corner of the frame or something. I'm down with that.
I think we should do that. And then for everything that's happening around downtown, there are so many events happening. Basically, September is going to be events month. We're excited for Reading Roots Revival that's coming up. We have the State of the City that's coming up. We're celebrating 25 years of Viva Downtown since our very first Market Fest over in
I was going to say, does your phone reflect like Jacob's phone? Because Jacob was in the store the other day, and he literally opened his calendar on his phone, and he tapped each day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, there was a circle on each day, right? And he tapped on it, and he was like, we have the Art Hunger. We have and he just went on and on and on and on. And I thought to myself, long gone are the days where you, as a young person in Reading, would say, I hate living in Reading. There's nothing to do. Because we used to do that all the time.
That is not true anymore.
I think kids or young people just do that no matter what. You could have everything under the sun, right? But, I mean, for real now, literally as a person that actually, and a company that does events like Movies in the Park and things that we work on, you can almost not find a day anymore where you can choose to do your event where you're not colliding with
another event around Reading.
And in some cases there are nights that we've done things that there are three and four events going on. You know, it's nuts. Like as a person, you're like, you know, what do I do? How do I support all these things? You know? But I mean, that's the best thing I guess in the world to handle.
We're excited. You know, after a year of kind of nothingness, we're happy for the busyness. It's, you know, interesting to dust off all of our kind of, you know, events packets and permitting and be like, we got to get back into this. We want to say thanks to Block Beverage for being our beer distributor and helping out so much with that. But back to, events are a big thing. Downtown's still developing. You know, the Market Street's reopened. What's happening right now is that giant fortress of a parking structure, which, it's up, you know, 6-7 feet. If you want to know what's happening with
stories.
Yeah. Feet.
I was like six or seven feet.
per level. Seven stars, thank you. If you want to know what's happening with all of the development, you can easily find it over at cityofreading.org/downtown. They have parking maps.
We were looking at that the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have all the information about what projects are happening, when potential completion dates will be, and where you can find the best parking, and also the downtown area shuttle driving time. So,
do you know if there's a site that actually gives the most current perspective of how it's being built out, the buildings, that kind of thing?
You can.
The drawings are beautiful, but I don't know that those are real anymore, right? Like obviously developments change.
Plans are changing. Yeah. Yeah, plans do get changed. They actually are working on some new plans now, right?
Right now, yeah. So basically, the site is always updating with the most current information. Maybe it's not always the most updated photos, but yeah. If you read, they always have an update about like where the process is and what story. And
I saw them putting up the big forms. Like the foundation is already down for the new college building.
Yes.
And they were taking cranes, putting up these new concrete wall forms. I saw that they were getting ready to pour that's on the north side of the parking structure and connects it to the structure.
That parking structure that everybody was so in love with. RIP to that parking structure. Instead of having a structure that takes up the whole street of California, build up so you have a six-story parking structure. In front of that, on the north side near Tehama, that Shasta College expanding their programs to another tall skyscraper, somewhat of a building. And then there's more residences moving into downtown. So, you know, instead of a parking just structure, you're going to have residences, schools,
businesses.
It's a real thriving downtown, and it's something that we can see.
A diving pool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm just joking.
Bungee jumping off of the parking
structure.
I want a roof bar.
I actually talked to Daniel about that. I'm like, why don't we just put a huge bar on the top of the parking structure?
That'd be cool. But we're excited to see where downtown's coming, and we're so thankful for all of our, you know, partners like Enjoy and Bridge House, and we're really looking forward to what's going to be happening in the next couple of years. So follow Viva Downtown on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us on our website, vivadowntown.org, and our Downtown Discussion podcast. You can find that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
That's where Yvonne listens to, and she gets a lot of information.
Does she like that?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
It's our Downtown Discussion, and we've been interviewing the people who enhance downtown through social, cultural, and economic development. And our last guest was Eric Mattson to talk about what you can expect at Reading Beer Week. And prior to that, we had a podcast with Silas Lyons, the editor-in-chief of Record Searchlight. And the big news on that one is that Record Searchlight is going to be moving downtown from their old location to Twin View into the core of downtown. So that's big news that was revealed on the podcast before anybody else. And this is the second audience hearing it, so.
Okay, enough from you. We have to go. Thank you, Blake. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll be introducing you to our last guest. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is the best of North State Now.
Joy.
Leave those for.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm getting waved down from the booth because I'm standing here looking dumb and talking. And, oh yeah, we're live. We're on air. Don't you love it? Those are my favorite things to do, to go to YouTube and watch the bloopers, right? So I just had one. Welcome back to KCNR. This is North State Now, with the Enjoy Hour. And we have our last guest for the evening, and Rhonda, why don't you take it away for us, since I always hog the show.
Well, we have Janelle Pearson here from Bridge House Bed and Breakfast, but she's going to talk to us tonight about the upcoming concert, the Reading Roots Revival.
Which is something you started, correct?
Yes. Janice Logan and I, yep. For many years we partnered bringing in music to Reading when she owned Vintage, and we would host the musicians at the bed and breakfast. She'd feed them dinner, I'd feed them breakfast, and they were quite happy, so we kept getting more and more of that. Wanted to come after they told their friends.
That's one of those cool things that spreads through the country.
It does.
You know, but via the roadway, right?
Yes.
Like you gotta do a jam in Reading. They treat you real well. They feed you and put you up and.
Yeah, they all tell their friends about it. And so we've met some pretty amazing people over the years. And when we talk to those people about putting on a music festival, they're all like, we're in. We want to come. We want to come to Reading. They love Reading. So this year, our first music festival was in 2019, which seems like an eternity ago. It was
that was when we still were somewhat normal.
Yeah.
You talked about it on a radio show.
And then we were all excited to go big for 2020, and of course that didn't happen. And so now we've kind of just picked up our bootstraps, and we're trying to pull it together to have something small again this year on September 24th and 25th in downtown. Our main check-in venue is going to be the Chain Gang Bike Shop, And there will be a second venue. We're not quite sure where that's going to be yet, so we're not announcing that yet.
It's fine as long as you know where the first one is.
As long as
right?
people know where to go, and we have that info for you. Tickets are for sale. It is $45 for a two-day pass.
That's a great
and
price.
It is an amazing price. And if
I'm looking
look
at your poster. It's quite a lineup.
Oh, the lineup is amazing. We've got regional acts as far as local acts also.
Yeah.
And we also do and will sell a one-day pass, because I know there are a lot of other events going on in Reading, as we've been talking about, and some people might be able to make it to the Friday night or the Saturday, so we're offering that this year instead of just the two-day pass. love to talk about a couple of these acts.
Please.
The Stone Foxes, who are going to be our headliner for Friday night.
That's funny. That's my nickname.
It is.
Stone Fox.
Ooh. Cool. Well, these guys are out of the Bay Area. It's a couple of brothers that started this band, and they are a rock and roll band. And they, if you've never heard their music, they've played vintage a few times over the years. They have the place packed and everybody dancing. So we thought that'd be a great way to end Friday night.
Yeah.
They are just so fun. And of course we have some other great bands that'll be leading up to them playing, starting at 5 o'clock on Friday. And,
so most of this is done in an outdoor situation?
It's all going to be outdoors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There'll be four stages, two large stages with a small stage at each venue, so that music is playing all the time. There's not a break. There's when the large
so
bands
it's
are
a true festival.
A true festival. Yeah, a true festival feeling. There's going to be things happening constantly, and you can wander between the two venues. And then also, if you want to take a break, you're downtown, so you can go to your favorite restaurant or hit a bar or even go shopping if you want. There's several cute little boutiques downtown that might be fun to run into in between acts.
Yeah, right where Chain Gang Bike Depot is. I mean, that is the cutest corner in downtown. Everybody's focused on the court when, like, over on that, you got Theory, Sketch and Press,
yep.
Potentially a new brewery over there.
Yes, yes. Which we were hoping was going to be getting going,
don't
but
forget,
not
simple,
yet.
Simple Living. They're
Simple
right there.
Oh, yeah,
right
that's
there.
A really
yep.
cool place.
Yep.
Well, there's many things within a couple of blocks. And,
yep.
again, we want people to get out and walk. So, mm-hmm. you know, they'll have to walk a block or two to the parking, and it's going to be really fun. We're also, the venue is right on the new section of River Trail, the Diesel Horse to Downtown section. So, you know, if they want, they can
ride
their bikes to the venue and ride their bikes down to the river. They can go pretty much anywhere from downtown from live music.
Well.
That's awesome. That's
going to
be fun.
That's a big one.
How many bands?
Okay, so there's over 20 acts here. And, you know, as I'm looking at these names, I mean, they're all incredible people, and you know there's some that are a guy with his guitar, but they're all singer songwriters. It's all original music. Of course they put in a cover here and there, and that can be fun, but it is really fun to learn new music from people. We have one guy on here, Ira Walker, and I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He is a local guy. He lives in Corning, and he was part of Eddie Money's band.
Oh, wow.
And
I like the name Ira.
He actually wrote several songs that Eddie Money recorded, like I Want to Go Back, which is one of my all-time favorite Eddie Money songs. But we didn't even know that he lived here, and he wants to support our area, so he's coming to perform, and we don't have a huge budget, and he knows that, so he's doing it. Because he loves to perform and he wants to be part of our community.
That's wonderful.
So we are
that's
so
cool.
excited.
Yeah.
To have him.
We love more live music in Reading is always welcome, and you do a fantastic job at coordinating with all of these artists and
that's
if you
a lot
ever,
of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Well, it takes a village. We've got a good group of people on our board, and everyone has a passion for music.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a lot.
Well, it's the universal language, right? It doesn't matter who you are, what your political stance, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Music is music.
And music
it
is music.
Moves all of us.
Janelle, where can people buy tickets or find out more about Reading Roots Revival?
So our website is readingrootsrevival.org. And if you go there, there is a ticket link. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page that are Reading Roots Revival. And you can go there for ticket links, I believe, too,
so
on the Facebook
go
page.
So you just go on, pick
sure.
your one-day, two-day pass,
yes.
put your information
yes.
in, credit
the,
card.
The two-day pass is the best deal. You can also pick out a one-day pass. And then we are offering one-day passes for teens and smaller children are free.
All right.
And it's September 24th to the 25th.
Yes.
And the kickoff is, you said, the Chain Gang Bike Shop.
Yes. Chain Gang Bike Shop is where everybody needs to check in with their tickets and get their armbands. And they'll be free to go wherever after that.
And then they just go crazy running down the streets.
Yes.
my kind of program. I love it. Well, you know what? We're getting close to the end of the show here. So personally, I want to thank all of our guests tonight for coming and joining us. I want to thank everybody again, and I hope that the listeners realize and appreciate how many people in our community are doing awesome things. Some of them it's their job, some of them it's all volunteer. But when all is said and done, if you look at our community once again, you realize that it's a pretty incredible place, and many, many, many people, are reaching out to each other and trying to help.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.